A Marine officer charged with failing to investigate the killings of 24 Iraqi civilians was in a military courtroom today at Camp Pendleton in Southern California. Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Chassani is the highest-ranking person charged in the Haditha case, named for the Iraqi town where the November 2005 killings took place. Chassani was battalion commander for the Marines who allegedly pulled the trigger, but his lawyer, Brian Rooney, says his client did nothing wrong.
Colonel Chassani is a 19-year veteran in the Marine Corps. He's been Panamanian invasion, first Persian Gulf War, three tours in Iraq, second Battle of Fallujah. We're really eating our own, and, you know, the terrorists are laughing in their caves that this is exactly what they want.
Joining us now from Camp Pendleton is NPR's John McChesney. He's been covering today's hearing. John, could you give us some background on the events in Haditha that led to these charges?
Well, Michelle, this happened back in November 19th, 2005, as a Humvee squad was approaching the town of Haditha, and a roadside bomb went off, killed a very popular Marine. And within a few hours, 24 civilians in the town of Haditha were killed in three different houses, among them a number of children and a number of women and one very old man in a wheelchair. And that's what's led to these charges.
Now, what are prosecutors saying about Chassani's role in all of this?
Well, the government's saying that Colonel Chassani, as the battalion commander, had an obligation to report this up the chain of command, that there were this many civilian casualties, including women and children, and he had an obligation to investigate and to find out why this had happened. His defense attorneys say he did report it up the chain of command, and in fact, a report of civilian casualties, 24 of them, did go up the chain of command. And the defense says, in fact, he did investigate, that is, he went down to the scene himself. He did not tour those houses, though. He did not go inside those houses. It's not clear whether he debriefed the squad that did the killings.
There was one witness today who testified. What did he have to say?
This was Lieutenant Max Frank. He is a platoon commander in the same company, Kilo Company, that carried out these killings, and he had the unpleasant task of clearing the 24 bodies out of those houses. He was testifying under immunity, and he told once of finding six children and two women dead on a single bed in one room. But he said he saw no reason to believe that anything was done on purpose by these Marines. No violation of the law of war occurred, he said, over and over again as he was pressed by the prosecution. He objected to having his Marines move those bodies. He said it was very disturbing for them. He also said that the company executive officer at the end of the day said, "We're not going to say we're sorry for this. This is an unfortunate consequence of insurgents using civilians as shields."
It sounds like he faced some tough questioning there from the prosecutors. What about Colonel Chassani's attorney? We're told that he took this case pro bono.
He did. He works for the Thomas More Law Institute in Ann Arbor, Michigan. This is a Christian conservative law firm, and they see Chassani's case as really a national cause. As you heard in the cut that we played earlier, he sees the Marines as eating themselves, and this trial is undermining the Marines still in the field. He's collected $50,000 on a website for the Law Center, and 700 people have contributed to that defense fund.
What's Chassani's demeanor like in the hearing?
He's quite rigid, attentive, taking notes, and looking very concerned. He was in the previous hearing that we had here a couple of weeks ago, also taking notes and looking quite concerned.
John, thank you very much.
Thank you, Michelle.
That was NPR's John McChesney coming to us from Camp Pendleton in Southern California.